Team Jonesboro has been all over the news lately. The group has been working for 2 years to come up with a plan to make the city a better place. A 1% sales tax that will fund the city's first responders and certain quality of life projects. And the project will be guided by an oversight committee. The plan has garnered support from many in the community and has turned into a grassroots movement. Joining me in the studio are members of Team Jonesboro. I've got Brian Richardson. You say hi.
Hey.
Okay. And also Jerry Morgan.
Hello. How are you doing?
All right. Thank you both for joining me here in the studio today. How did Team Jonesboro start?
I'd say it started with a conversation. It started with people from the community coming back and talking about what they did that weekend or where their children wanted to go, you know, on the upcoming holiday weekends. And, you know, how we as a city and as a community can help offer some of those amenities here and what we can do as citizens to actually make these thoughts and hopes and dreams a reality.
I would add to that, a couple of years ago, with my involvement on the A&P Advertising Promotions Commission, we started talking about projects that we were unable to fund. And again, this initiative is totally separate from the Jonesboro A&P Commission. But we have over $1 million in requests from over 30 organizations, and we just do not have the funding for projects in Jonesboro. And so we started talking, what do we need to do to make Jonesboro the best Jonesboro can be? And there's a lot of projects that are sitting on the shelf at City Hall, and it's not because of a lack of effort on their part. It's a lack of funding. You see several other cities, and again, we're not trying to compare ourselves to any other city. We want to be Jonesboro the best it can be. And you've got other cities, though, like Batesville has done a tax initiative for an aquatic center. Paragould, we all know about that one. That was done over 10 years ago. El Dorado has done over $100 million in tax incentives for their downtown arts and entertainment district. Pine Bluff just passed a $30 million tax initiative to basically rebuild their downtown area. So this is not outside the box thinking. What we're trying to do is just take the best ideas and use them for Jonesboro and come up with projects that we want the citizens to be able to see that we can make this community better so our children don't want to leave when they graduate college.
Now, the Oversight Committee, it's two people from the
City Council,
right? Mm-hmm. And then the rest are appointed by the mayor, is that right?
They would be appointed and approved by the mayor and city council. And it will be public input from the public on who would go on those. And there would probably be, we haven't developed that yet, but there'd probably be an application process to submit applications on who wants to serve on this committee. And I think the important factor is that this committee gets seated before the election, which it will, and people will see the people that are on this committee and see that it's a broad representation of all of Jonesboro, just not a select few.
Okay. Have you guys seen any other community do anything like this before?
Across the state and really across the country, you're seeing a lot more of these citizen-led or bottom-up affair type initiatives. For instance, in 2017, the most direct example I can think of was the Go Forward Pine Bluff initiative, in which that was a group of citizens took and wrote ballot language, took it to the city council for approval, and created an oversight committee to help manage these funds. Because the simple fact is that, fair or not fair, the trust in local government is not as strong as it once was. And voters and members of the community, and they want to see a movement or a citizens-led initiative to build the type of things that we would like to have. I mean, some things just creates a way for people to get involved and for these type of funds to be available. And, you know, we just felt like this is the best way to make this dream a reality.
I found a study from the Tax Foundation, and it said that Arkansas had the third highest sales tax rate in the country. And then, of course, Craighead County, they have their own 1% sales tax. So what do you say to people who see Jonesboro's low sales tax as a benefit, not just for the people who live here, but also for the people who do live in Tennessee or live elsewhere that has a higher sales tax and sees Jonesboro's lower sales tax as a benefit for the reason for them coming here in the first place?
Well, I think one thing that's important to point out is it's not necessarily comparing apples to apples when you talk about the type of government funding that one state or one municipality or one area of the country has versus the other, because some tax, you know, some places may have a lower sales tax, but they have a higher property tax. Some states don't charge a state income tax. So on a more micro level with Jonesboro, it's not all that super expensive to live in Jonesboro. We have low sales tax. We have the lowest comparable sales tax in the state. We don't charge sanitation fees. There is no prepared food tax fees. You know, I think that this has created an environment that's conducive to people wanting to live here because it's relatively cheap to live here compared to other areas in the state and in the country. But that being said, complacency will not move our city forward. You know, I think that we have to make a decision on if we want to grow Jonesboro and take it in a positive direction, or sit back and just hope the chips will fall in a way that we'll stay on the same level playing. I don't think that's an option. I think that we have to decide if we want to grow or if we want to stay complacent and let the rest of the state and the country kind of pass us by not keeping up with the trends that 21st century economy demands.
Craig F. Forest Park has already been upgraded significantly since I've been here.
Yes.
A lot. You know, we do have the Greenway Trail that has been built. We've got a whole bunch of other different venues already here in Jonesboro. Why should we invest in something new if we're not already, you know, embracing what we already got?
If you drove out to Craighead Forest Park right now, you would see a lot of support for it. The usage of Craighead Forest Park has exploded phenomenally, and that's in no small part to some very, very strong and quality investments and smart decisions by the city and by matching grants to help build that park into really a showpiece for what municipal investment can be. You know, imagine an attraction similar to Craighead Park in North Jonesboro or in West Jonesboro. Think about what that could do for that community. You know, I think that the public support for these amenities will be very strong. Just think about during the week, Jonesboro has a 100% hotel occupancy rate. On the weekends, that falls to 50%. Off the top of my head, I don't know how many hotel rooms that is, but that's a lot of revenue that we are missing out on. And, you know, I think that the public demand that's created by these projects will not only show that they are definitely supported, but that they're a huge benefit to the city across the board.
How can somebody be a part of Team Jonesboro to help advocate for this movement?
Send us a message on Facebook. You know, get on our website, and we've got a Get Involved section on the website. Fill that out. It's got a comment section. Let us know what you think. If you see one of us hundreds of Team Jonesboro people walking down the street and you want to get involved, grab them by the arm, you know, and say, hey, I'm on Team Jonesboro. Tell me what to do. And they'll get you involved. This movement, and that's what it is. It is a movement. It's accepting and willing, you know, bring your ideas to the table and let's have this discussion.
Also, like we talked about, we started this 2 years ago. We listened to a lot of people. We received a lot of criticism, a lot of feedback, and we feel very confident that we've written the ordinances with transparency and committee approval, that in the sunset, that we feel like we've covered all bases as far as getting people to trust us on this. We understand a tax by nature is not popular. We've got to earn people's trust. We want people's trust. We will speak to any group at any time. They can reach us on Facebook Messenger at any time also. I mean, again, we're citizens. We're volunteering to make Jonesboro better. We're not politicians running for office. I'm not. I'm not planning on running for public office, period. This is a citizens-led group because we feel like it's the best for Jonesboro. We want their input. We want their feedback. If they have a criticism, reach out, call me, hit me up on Facebook Messenger, Scott, Brian, all of us. I mean, we understand this will be critiqued by nature. Any tax is, but we want your feedback. And at the end of the day, we just ask that you listen to it and vote your conscience, and we would hope you'd support Team Jonesboro.
Brian Richardson, Jerry Morgan, with Team Jonesboro, thank you so much for coming in and talking with me today.
Thank you.
And we will also have links to the ordinances and links to your guys' website on our website, kasu.org.